A Syrian refugee writes to King Salman on Saudi hypocrisy. The Wahhabi regime of Saudi Arabia, which is the mastermind behind the emergence of Takfiri terrorist outfits trying to destabilize regional countries, including the catastrophic displacement of the Syrian people and the sufferings millions of them are undergoing as despised refugees in Europe, has made another publicity stunt to fool gullible Muslims. This time, King Abdulaziz has offered to build 200 mosques in European countries, prompting Syrian human rights activist Harwa Zakri to write an open letter to him from the viewpoint of her displaced compatriots, including women. Stay with us, please. Following the offer of Saudi Arabia to build mosques in Germany for the refugees arriving there, a Syrian girl sends a letter to the King of Saudi Arabia. The letter reads, "Dear King Salman, thank you for offering to build 200 mosques for my fellow Muslims in Germany. I would be very nice to have a place to pray. However, I do not think you would accept them in your nice mosques with improper clothes, nor would you let them sleep there at night, because one should respect the house of God, not sleep in it. My people would not even be able to mourn for their loved ones whom they lost in their Germany, because weeping for the dead is against your religion, Wahhabism, which does not believe in the mercy of God for the departed souls. Your fancy mosque would not offer them language classes, food or job, so your mosque are no use for my Syrian people. Why are you more willing to pay millions to buy bricks and stones and wood to make buildings called the mosques rather than welcoming fellow Arab refugees into your country? Isn't Saudi Arabia much closer to Syria than Germany? If you had let them in, many of them would not have seen death of their parents or children in trucks or drowning in sea. In fact, if you had not sent fighters to my country, these Syrians would not even had to leave their homes." "Your Highness, as a Muslim, I was taught Allah wants us to be united, to live with the spirit of brotherhood, to care for orphans, to give shelter to homeless, to feed poor, and most importantly, to honor humanity. I do not know which deity you want my people to worship in your mosques, but I do not think we share one God. Your deity is priority is prayer, not humanity. As for me, Allah tells me if I wake in the morning not caring for fellow Muslims, I am not a true Muslim. I am a Syrian girl whose best memories go back to the streets of the district of Zainabiyye near our capital Damascus. In that area, I had Iraqi, Afghan and friends from other countries. You know why? Because Syria was the only country in the Arab world that accepted refugees. Although we were not a very rich nation, we opened our land and hearts to those who ran away from Saddam, Taliban, and other violators. On the other hand, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, and all other oil-rich countries used their wealth to buy weapons, live in castles, build fancy mosques, and live luxury lives without caring fellow Muslims. Now I live in US. However, not all my childhood friends were lucky as I am. Many of them now are either dead or living in refugee camps, hoping someday a non-Muslim leader will feel for their pain and give them asylum, as Germany is." "Respected Majesty, you carry the title of the custodian of the two holy mosques although you have destroyed most Islamic historical sites in Mecca and Medina on the claim to add to the elegance of the House of God. You financed thousands of mosques and clerics around the world, but caring for humanity is not in your agenda. Your country, Saudi Arabia, is number one violator of human rights in the world. My fellow Syrian people cannot worship in your mosques because you worship the deity of buildings while they worship the one and only Allah, who is not confined to fabulous buildings. Allah likes them to be free and happy, while your deity wants just increasing numbers in mosques, even if they are cold, hungry and sad. On behalf of my Syrian fellows, I have to reject your kind offer to build 200 mosques for us in Germany. Instead, we will work on the spirit of brotherhood in the land where we have sought refuge.